Strike Zone branch. So that what should be done is what Mike don't want to do. That Mike's got his motion out there to substitute the House bill with the amendment that the President thinks ought to be on there. Now, he's been trying to run out on that, but I'm holding his feet to fire. You can't back off on that. So we've got a unanimous consent request to vote on all amendments immediately thereafter, so I'm no longer in position to say that the bill should be held up indefinitely unless you vote with me. Now, if Mike will walk in there and say that, all right, by God, those Republicans are voting a solid party-line vote, and if I can't muster more than 76% of Democrats, I quit. And put his leadership right on the line. Hell, we won't let him quit anyhow. He'll get a majority of Democrats come worse. But it's coming down the home stretch. You've got the Gore Amendment to the Mansfield Amendment. Now, it's coming down the home stretch. He said, either you vote with me, damn it, or I quit. To resolve this thing. And then, there's nothing that would shake that bunch of sorry traitors so-and-so's up like the prospect of Long becoming the majority leader. That's the one thing they hate worse than the devil hates holy water. Now, so that if he puts it on the line that way, they're in a completely impossible situation. Now, if Dick Russell had time to go around and rally his troops, he'd tell them, oh, hell, we wouldn't accept that resignation. We'd just refuse to accept it. Do you understand?
Right.
That's which Mansfield should say, I refuse to serve. You understand?
Could you hold 1 minute there? My other phone is ringing.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the other phone.
I'm saying it's on Tuesday.
Right.
Everybody in his place. All time has expired on that Gore Amendment. It has all expired. All gone. And Mac Mansfield rises to make his closing appeal. He's got about a 3-minute speech, and he says those Republicans have shown that they can unite behind their leader. That leader's casting votes that are not his on the merits. And I'm calling on Democrats to join me to resolve this thing once and for all. Now either I get better than 76% of the Democrats or I quit. Now if he does that, he'll carry the day right. And then he said, I now move to table the Gore Amendment. If he does that, he'll carry the day just going away. Now, he did that to me, see? And of course, when he did that to me, I wasn't going to be in a position of challenging his leadership, so I just threw the towel in the ring. But if he'll take a strong position like that and come down the home stretch fighting like it's now or never, we'll win. But he's planning to take the weak fish approach and not move to table that amendment. If that's the case, that'll lose us at least 3 votes.
So the first vote is really going to be on the Gore repealer, which was the start of debate yesterday.
The Mansfield motion, yes.
Right.
Now, which is a matter of disrespect for leadership, but he makes it clear that this was a leadership motion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's just a senator. I'm standing here putting my leadership on the line. You understand?
Right.
If he puts it on that basis, we will win.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells me, oh, he said, I'm not going to move the table there, so I don't want them to move the table mine. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, if he puts his leadership right on the line and they move the table, if I were a leader and they did that to me and cared today, I think I'd quit. You understand? But that's basic. We wouldn't accept his resignation if he did quit. But he threatened to just quit. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But he threatened me. So by the time he pulled that damn stupid trick on me, he said, well, by God, sometimes you're the leader, you don't lead. As far as I'm concerned, you can either vote with me or get yourself another majority leader. You understand?
Right.
Now, he did that to me, and so I just threw the towel in the ring. I had to.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Gore ain't gonna throw the towel in the ring, but Gore's gonna lose some votes if Mansfield does that. Now, you can tell the President for me that my biggest problem is, as of now, there's some weak face like Gene McCarthy. Gore's going around saying that he's picked up 3 votes, 3 more votes.
Mm-hmm.
Got some weak fish. I think that would probably be McCarthy, Jim Eastman, and maybe John Stennis. Now, I think I can get George Wallace to get most of those guys back on the reservation. And what he can't get, I think I can. But Now, Hewitt Humphrey, I've got Humphrey working on McCarthy. We'll get McCarthy back. But we need the kind of dramatic thing that Mansfield should do. And if he'll be a leader like Johnson was, we'll have no problem. We'll just carry it, and that'll be it. But if he goes in there with a weak fish, half-hearted effort, I'm afraid we're going to lose.
Has anyone talked to the North Carolina people?
Well, as it stands now, we can get Jordan.
Uh-huh.
We never have had Irvin and can't get him. So the only way I could possibly get Sam Irvin would be to put George Wallace on him. But frankly, I think I'm using George Wallace enough. I've got him working on four senators, and I think that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice little fella, and I can talk to him. You can't, but I can.
Mm-hmm.
And he understands this now. It took quite a bit of persuading for me to persuade George Wallace that in the event that my law stays in the book, it will eventually be to his advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Hill's trying to bullshit him and say that that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And if he knows better, well, we're just gonna get that matter straightened out. That who do you trust, Long or Gore? You understand?
Right.
To look after your business. Now, if you're George Wallace, so Wallace is gonna get me Wallace will get me a couple of votes that I had got. He'll get Hill back on the reservation. And he'll get Easton back on the reservation. And he'll get old Fritz Hollins out there bellowing and shouting what how right we are about this matter. He might even get Harry Byrd to move over a little bit. Through that publisher, that Richmond newspaper there. That guy might just move Harry a little bit to give us a pair or something like that. But we still haven't made it.
What about Symington and Monroe?
Well, Symington will be all right. See, but what I'm up against now is this damn war on nerves that Dick Russell keeps putting on me.
Mm-hmm.
He runs around and he sits around those cloak rooms and in those inner chambers at that those inner dining table and things like that, and keeps spreading panic among my my cowardly troops.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I turn around, I get one damn cowardly son of a bitch back on the reservation, and then somebody else quits. You understand?
Yeah.
And Dick Russell just does it indefinitely. Now, what we ought to do on the weekend, and I'm going to leave Louisiana about 3 o'clock today, but what we ought to do on the weekend is call every man. We ought to put every so-called leadership man we got to work, staunching up our ranks, and say, damn it, for once, let's vote like a party. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
For once, damn it, let's forest our colors and charge the rampart. You understand?
Right.
Now, we've got to have you and Frank. Well, tell him. Well, just tell Frank, look, if you can't give us a break on this one, this will badly prejudice your chances of being the effective senator we had hoped for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ought to be kind of that way. That's what they're doing on that side. They ought to get those 36 votes started against me.
Yeah.
And we ought to be doing that. Well, this is going to really hurt you. And yeah, I hate to see you do it, not because it hurts me, but because it hurts you so bad. But now the president need not do that, and he shouldn't. But Mike and Russell Long ought to be doing that. But as long as Mike plays that weak fish role, it's just hell to live with a vote. He ought to be delivering.
Uh-huh. All right.
So far as I can see, I can't see that Mike Mansfield has gotten me a single vote that I couldn't have gotten anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Between myself and my friend, myself and George Smathers and Lyndon Johnson and Henry Fowler, Mike Manitow, and Joe Bowman and Joe Barr, take my little gang that helps me, and there's some damn fine people, the finest in the world, but my little crowd is, as I see it, has picked up all the votes we got. Now, Hubert Humphrey ought to be put to work over the weekend. You take George McGovern, that weak fish is running off the reservation. Now, Hubert ought to be able to get George McGovern. Got that down?
Right.
I talked to Hubert, he's going after McCarthy. And he gets McCarthy back, gets McGovern back. We'll try to get this gang in here and get all our troops in town and hit them. And if we can win it, if these damn fellas will put flip-flopping back and forth.
Mm-hmm. What does Mansfield say about this?
Well,
is he willing to do this now?
Well, Mansfield is not ready to charge the ramparts the way I would do, the way I'd want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the president staunches him up a little bit, he's going to take a weak fish approach. Now, the president's going to have to say, you know, Mansfield. all, you know, upside down, and long ways never say time bastards who just come back up fighting, bloody but still fighting.
Yeah.
But Mansfield is not used to that kind of rough infighting, and he has no stomach for it at all. Now, he will fight one of his own loyal troops, see,
mm-hmm.
and tell me either you vote with me or get yourself another leader, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's done to me a couple of times, but as far as and so much so that I'm thinking about resigning and quit anyway. But I think I'd be a more effective son if I just resigned as well. So he stops that damn bruiser to Mike Mansfield thinking I'm his man Friday, his hireling.
Yeah.
It ought to be put right to another. The president don't do it, I'm going to do it anyhow.
All right.
But the president ought to advise it. Say, well, Mike, if I were leader, if I were back then, I were leader. Here's what I think I'd do.
Mm-hmm.
A, I'd take all my lieutenants, every lieutenant I could call. I'd get Smallers. He's not no longer for leadership, but Smallers has got some influence. Let Smallers take out the guys he wants to take with. Simon gets guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get Smallers working on his best friend. I'd have Long working on Long's best friend. I'd have Inouye working on Inouye's best friend. I'd have Bird working on Bird's best friend. I'd have Randolph working on Randolph's best friend. I'd have Hart working on Hart's best friend. I'd have Muskie working on Muskie's best friend. I'd have Pastore working on Pastore's best friend. I'd tell him I'm going to put my leadership right on the line. If you want a new majority leadership, go ahead and vote me down. And I'd work on the weekend on just that basis. It's now or never. You understand?
Right.
Now, if you put it on that basis, then my guess is that Mansfield will carry the day. We've got the vote. All you gotta do is make those cowardly son of bitches come up to that lick log just one damn time, all on the same day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I've got this message. One thing I just thought of, I believe the boss talked to Larry O'Brien early this morning.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him today?
No, but I'll call him.
You might talk to him also.
Should I call the White House or the post office?
Post office.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And I've got the message down. Thank you now.
Waiting.